Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. A show about information on persons with disability, about your rights, about services, and about the disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Pastor Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. And our motto is, increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. Welcome, Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio audience. And yes, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And although I've been blind for more than 50 years, every morning I rise and I wake and I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings and how are you today, Miss Renee?
I'm confused. It feels like we've been living at the Arctic Circle since before Christmas, and today it's like springtime. I mean, old folks used to call this pneumonia weather.
And Ms. Renee, that's what I was wondering. I was like, wait a minute now, is there a heat wave that come across here or what? I mean, I had to even look up a global warning just to make sure. Maybe those folks know, so they do. Maybe they know what they're talking about. But anyway, Ms. Renee, we have our hoster with the mostest, Ms. Renee Extraordinaire, when it comes to interviewing, and she is going to let you know who our rundown show is today. Take it away, Ms. Renee.
Okay, well, we always start with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, and then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly news, which affects the disability and senior communities. And then each week you challenge us in your call to action. Our guest today is New Year's resolutions. Now, some of us have already fallen off the wagon, but the promise of changing our diets, losing weight, and improving our health is not out of reach. Our guest today, Larry Brown, known as the Gangster of Health, is here to help us get back on track. So back over to you, Reverend Ray.
All right. You know I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and his German Shepherd C&I dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder, and is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store, the Big Bad Wolf. And to visit them at their website, the Big Bad Wolf. .com, and they have all type of food for your dogs, your cats, those little furry animals that run around your house. And I mean, they supply Mr. Ray Tico, and if you see his coat, you can see how wonderful and healthy that he's looking. Even looking in his eyes, that dog look intelligent. So I don't know what all they feeding them and what's in there. Sometimes when I get some of the food and have something like, have ingredients like real cheese, I'm wondering what kind of cheese I've been eating, and whole eggs and all kind of good yummy stuff. So you can check out the Big Bad Wolf. You can call him at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And the wonderful thing about it, they will deliver. So you don't have to worry about running out there and the heat now today, but that extreme cold weather. And Miss Penny, that's the proprietor there. She is very, very community-oriented. So please, please check out The Big Bad Wolf. Now, Miss Retico, because it's been so cold, have not had any adventure other than going out and running back in the door. But we want to just make people aware, because we're going to have some more cold front, that if your pet is outdoors, and I know some people keep their dogs outside and let their pets run, it is extremely dangerous. It's too cold for your dog to be outside or your pet to be outside. And for those people that do not heed that warning, for people that do care, if you driving by or you in your neighborhood and you see a pet that's being abused and outdoors like that, please call. I don't even care if you call 911. Call somebody and let them know, because they have no business having their pets out in that this extreme cold weather. So that is that segment is brought to you by The Big Bad Wolf. All right, so please check them out, TheBigBadWolf.com. And that wolf is W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf, The Big Bad Wolf. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and senior citizens. Now, seniors are saying they don't want to be called senior citizens anymore. They want to be called older adults. So I guess we're going to have to change some of that language. All righty. But the good, the bad, and the ugly. One thing that's good that Mr. Ray involved in a couple of, shall I say, mediations with taxi companies, that some taxi cabs had passed Mr. Ray, and Mr. Ray Tico did not want to pick up a person with a service animal, which is against the law. And so we've been in some of mediations, and I can report that one of the cab companies is very, very amenable and looking to have persons with disability do the training and sensitivity training with their taxi cab drivers, which is a wonderful thing. We always getting people trying to train share information or train persons about people with disabilities. So I appreciate, and I won't get a name of the cab company right now, but once this deal is in concrete, on paper, signed and sealed and delivered, we will let you know who the cab company is. But I'm glad that the cab company owner, stepped up and realized he should have employed persons with disability to do the training, because it's nothing like hands-on training. All right, it's one thing to lecture people and say, okay, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, because of the ADA, American Disability Act, these things, but to actually have a person with a disability that they're going to be serving and assisting, it's nothing like having them hands-on working with that person and showing how they need to be assisted, and especially with the language. A lot of times people stumble, even when they meet myself that's blind, a lot of times they don't know to say, is it all right to say, you know, me, are you blind or are you sightless or you have a sight impairment, which I never knew what that means. So to be able to have a person with that disability share with them that's accepted language. And for blind people that's not insecure or dealing with or having trouble with their blindness issue, they have no problem in using the word blind. You don't have to do all these euphemisms and all. So we'll talk about that down the line. In the news, ugly is you can go online and just type in a Texas and type in education, and it was an article about 100,000 persons with disability have been denied or education in the state of Texas. I know Texas is big, but they don't need to be doing some big wrong things to people with disability. So just go online and type in a disability in Texas, and you can read that article, and hopefully we'll have some follow-up, talk more about how they're resolving that situation. And the ugly is that here in Prince George County, we had a gentleman that had dementia, and he was at the store with his family, and he walked off, and unfortunately, he walked off. They weren't aware where he was. We had people searching for him, and just a couple of days ago found that he, you know, had passed. He was dead. They found him in the woods, like 21 miles from that store. And what I want to say here is that when you have family members with dementia or they have any kind of trouble with memory, there are so many now services out here and devices that you could put around their neck, you could put on their arm, you can put on their leg to be able to track them. All right, now I don't know what your loved one means to you, because a lot of people say, well, it costs too much money, and I don't know what that means. We're going to have someone come on and talk about all the devices that a person with dementia or Alzheimer's that can wear where they can locate them. Because with this, today's technology, once that loved one or family member recognized that that person was not with them or by their side or where they could see them, they should have been instantly able to locate that person with the technology we have, the satellites all up there in the skies and everything. And also, you know, and I know they're probably beating themselves up about it. I understand it was the wife that the husband with that walked off and died, and he was nonverbal, so he couldn't tell the person that picked them up, and understand that someone picked them up, and I don't know if he pointed to let them off or what. But anyway, that was a sad case. All righty, so, and we'll talk more about the devices that you can use to keep, to be able to locate, you know, your loved one or friend that has dementia and sometimes get confused about where they are and they'll walk off. And you want to take persons with disability out in a social setting, because one of the abuses now is called social abuse. And social abuse is where people leave their family with disability home, don't take them any place, or take them out. And so we don't want people to display social abuse by leaving family members home. So they are technology that can help them to keep track of them. And I know some people are like, oh, well, I got to pay attention to them, and I can't enjoy myself at the party. I can't enjoy myself while I'm going because I got to watch them every 5 minutes. So there's ways to resolve that, at least make it tenable where they can deal with it. So that's in the news, brought to you by Real Time Pain Relief, the best pain relief in the world, the best smelling, the rub it on, and the pain is gone. Real-time pain relief. Now, my call to action is people, we have National Federation of the Blind, with over 600 persons from all over the country and some places, other parts of the world, will be descending on Washington, D.C. every year about this time, the end of this month, January. They have something called a Washington Seminar, which is their legislature week, where they all get together and go up on the hill to ask their congressmen and senators to support certain legislation that the National Federation voted on at their annual convention, which usually happens in July, the early part of July. And so we just want you to be aware of that. But the call to action is, please, people, get involved in something in your community. People with disability, you need to be out there. You need to be seen. And I know we have Metro Access and all these other transportations now. And so people ask me sometimes, I don't see blind people anymore standing at the bus stop. I don't see people with disability. Are they still around? Yes, we are around. So if we can't be out there catching transportation where people can see us, please get involved. I mean, they are so, your church, I mean, you know, volunteer in your church or volunteer in the recreation centers. But they're like places like D.C. Center for Independent Living in Washington, D.C. There's a center in Montgomery County. There are centers all over the country. This does recording goes out across the country. So please get involved. And so, and you know, our motto for this is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. I use double negative, but don't just do nothing. Please just do something. Oh, Ms. Renee, over to you to introduce our special guest.
Well, some of us made New Year's resolutions. We're going to change our diet. We're going to lose weight. We're going to improve our health. Our guest today, Larry Brown, known as the Gangster of Health, is here to help us get back on track. Welcome, Gangster.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
And
since, now, I'm going to call you by your prop.
But, Ms. Ray, let me say this. A Gangster of Health, Mr. Larry Brown, since this is your first voyage, we're going to be easy on you. But after that, you family. You know how family get treated, right? So after this, you family. And so, Mr. Brown will be with us throughout the year. He's going to be a regular revolving guest with information about health. And it's not the Larry Brown of the Redskins running back football team. Okay, it's not that Larry Brown. They say, oh, so that's what happened to Larry Brown. He lost his fight and the boy out of football. No, it's not that Larry Brown. And we're going to probably have to say that more often than none. But anyway, go ahead, Ms. Renee.
Well, first of all, to clarify, I'm a transplanted New Yorker, so I am a Giants fan. So there is no mistake that this is not the Larry Brown of the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Once again,
I want to thank you guys for having me on your show. I appreciate this opportunity to provide health information for your many listeners. I want to get started by saying I'm a transplant in New Yorker. And in 2007, I was diagnosed with glaucoma. So with the advice of my sister, I moved down to Maryland, and I stayed with her until I maintained residence in Washington, D.C. I joined
Larry,
the National Federation. Yes, ma'am.
Let me put a pin in that. I want to start in a little bit different place, and then we're going to go right to that. But I want to start with first how did you become interested in health and fitness?
Okay. I started becoming interested in health and fitness when in 2014 I was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was, by lack of knowledge on the subject, I started getting on the computer and doing a lot of research on prostate cancer and prostate health. Well, once I started visiting a lot of these websites, I started subscribing to their newsletters. And these newsletters led me to other newsletters concerning health and how it impacts our lives. And the more newsletters I subscribed to, they gave me a lot of topics dealing with all types of health issues. And so once I started gathering this information, I took it another step because when I joined the NFB, I joined the division called Health and Wellness, and the president of that division wanted me to participate in any way that I could. So what I started to do was I started collecting articles, and I started sending them out to the contacts, you know, my NFB contacts, and it spread from there.
Okay. Well, we're up against the break, but after the break, we want to talk about a sneak thief. And so stay tuned. It may not be who you think it is. Over to you, Reverend Ray, to take our break.
You're listening to Sight Division, Disability, and Senior Rock, Senior Talk Radio Show, and you're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/ Marketing Pulpit. We heard here this time. Check our website, www.sightandvisionradio.com, or you can call us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. Any recommendations, comments, or suggestions, please email us at info@sightandvisionradio.com. And back over to the hostess with the mostest and our special guest, Mr. Larry Brown, the Gangster of Health.
Okay, well, we do want to welcome back our guest, Larry Brown. Our teaser before the break, promised to reveal a sneak thief. Regrettably, it is known as the sneak thief of sight, glaucoma. And January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month. And as I was researching this, I learned that it is the second leading cause of blindness in the United States. Mary, you have a personal experience with glaucoma that you had begun to tell us about. Tell us a little bit more about your story.
Well, I was diagnosed with glaucoma in 2007, and the risk factor that led to my getting glaucoma as of 2007 was the fact that I was very severely nearsighted growing up in New York City. And that's a severe risk factor, along with diabetes and the fact that also that being African American, and also being that I had a relative in my family, as a matter of fact, it was my mother. She was diagnosed with glaucoma, and usually those risk factors lead to one becoming a victim of that sneak thief. The thing about glaucoma is that the reason it's called a sneak thief is because you have no symptoms, you don't get any pain from it, and it really starts to the sight starts to deteriorate through your peripherals, your side vision. So unconsciously, you start to turn your head to the side in order to see, but you don't think it's anything. And a lot of it has to do with a lack of knowledge about glaucoma. I think the information that needs to be put out about glaucoma needs to be taken into consideration by everybody, based on the fact that African Americans are ones that are highly susceptible to glaucoma than any other race. In the United States alone, there are 120,000 blind people that are African American that have glaucoma. So you have to become aware of that by visiting your eye doctor.
Absolutely. And, you know, Larry, listening to you talk about the risk factors, as I was doing the research for this interview, some of them I knew about. African, Asian, and Hispanics. Hispanics are second behind African Americans. Also, the only risk factor that Larry didn't name was age. He wasn't over 60. But I was surprised about folks. Right. I was surprised that folks over that who are severely nearsighted are that's a risk factor. I didn't know that. And having a family member and diabetes. So, yeah, you were the perfect storm. You really were. And one of the things that Larry mentioned is losing that peripheral vision. You can lose up to 40% of your sight before you even realize it. Larry, you had no – I know there are no symptoms, so there's no pain or discomfort. Were you aware that you were losing your sight as this sneak thief began to take your vision?
Well, according to my doctors, I should have been more prepared for it because I was trying to hide the fact that I was losing my vision. I think it was a macho thing with me because I continued to work even after my sight was at the point where it was kind of dangerous for me to work, and especially at the fact that I was working at night. So what happened was I had moved out to New Jersey, and I got better doctors seeing me out there. I was going to the Hackensack University Medical Center, and that's when they told me really that I was diagnosed with the glaucoma. But I kept working. I kept working because they gave me glasses that helped with my sight. But I noticed that maybe 6 months into it, the glasses didn't work. They kept giving me thicker lenses. As a matter of fact, I started feeling like that cartoon character, Mr. Magoo. My glasses were thick. You know, my glasses were so thick.
Yeah. Well, time waits for no man or woman. Fortunately, we're up against the end of it. But I do want to say that this is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and we want to remind listeners that more than 3 million people are affected by this disease. Larry gave you the risk factors. If you had any of them or all of them, please, the most important thing to do is go and get a regular eye exam. And the expectation is as this country ages, we're going to have an increase by 2030 by up to 50%. So that 3 million could end up being about 5 million. So please, we just want to strongly urge you, go and see your doctor. It's not like going to the dentist. It doesn't hurt like that, and there's no drill, but please go and get a regular exam. And, Larry, I know that Reverend Ray wants to wrap up our interview by asking you a few questions, so I am going to send it over to his mic.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Renee. And thank you again, Brother Larry Brown, for coming on. And like I say, I'm going to ask you if you would be so gracious every 3 or 4 months to come on and share with us some health tips. I really appreciate that you be part of the Sight and Vision family with your knowledge and all. But let me ask you this. Now, for you, because what our listeners is always concerned about, especially the people newly lost their sight, what was, and we only have a few minutes, but what was the one thing that hit you once you accepted that? For me, it took me 20 years before I accepted that I was blind, I wasn't going to get no sight back and all. So if you would share with us.
Well, acceptance came in the form of the fact that I had to do something about it because as my sight got worse, there were dangers. You know, you're bumping into people on the street. You know, my job, they were telling me, you know, about liabilities if you bump into somebody and they can, you know, cause lawsuits. So it was time for me to make that move. That and the fact that my sister was concerned. You know, when I moved down here, I was able to get to see specialists. So, you know, it's nothing you can do because with glaucoma, the fact is that, you know, there's no cure for it, and all the best that you can do is to maintain the eye pressure so the vision doesn't, you know, go completely blind. If you catch it early, you can maintain some vision. So it was just a matter of me getting into programs and, you know, like mobility training, computer training, things like that. And once I got into them programs, it was easier to accept my blindness. As a matter of fact, I'm celebrating my 10th year now, and it's like second nature to me. Now, I don't feel bad about it. I accept it. And like you said, it's time to move forward. If you don't move forward, you're going to be stuck, and the situation is going to be a whole lot worse.
Wow. Glad to hear that. All right, and just one other real quick question. What, as a health tip for this month, what would you give a person a brief health tip for this month?
Well, concerning glaucoma awareness, seeing ophthalmologists and get your eye exams done. See them every 6 months. Let them check out your eyes. Let them dilate your eyes so they can measure your pressure. Once your pressure is measured, they can take the necessary steps to provide you with the medication that you may need. And like I said, if on a regular basis you see your doctor, chances are whatever vision you may have left, you'll be able to maintain. Because you don't necessarily have to go totally blind due to glaucoma. It depends on early detection and prevention. So my advice to everybody, get your eyes examined. That's the most important, other than seeing a doctor for a physical exam, get your eyes examined.
All right, we hear the music, so our time is up. And we thank you, listening audience, for your time. And we thank you for our special guest, Mr. Larry Brown, who's going to be a rotating guest, the Gangster of Health. Thank you, Mr. Larry, Brother Larry. You have a beautiful weekend. And say hello to Miss Tawana, because she's the one that gave Reverend Ray his name, Radio Ray. So we want to thank her. So thank you, Mr. Brown. All right, Brother Larry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on your show.
All righty. So our time is up. We thank you for your time. You've been listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. And I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Raven. I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.